Proclamation number 0344 of 22nd of March, 1938. The path of development is a constant struggle. Struggle in nature. Start fighting with yourself and you will win. These are the words of the Lord, which he sends to everyone who has the firm will to reach him. At the heart of Mother Nature you recognize again and again the eternal fight. Everything wants to prevail. In the plant kingdom, the cover surrounding it breaks through the seed. Everything that lifts on the earth and above the earth, always goes the way of development in a certain fight. To overcome the old and to assert itself until something new has arisen. Whether in the plant or animal life. The being will always have to do away with the old cover before it awakens into new life. Exactly the same way also that, which is meant to ennoble humans, is to be reached always only if all weaknesses and errors are fought, before and from these fights a new, better and purified life develops, which must therefore be the actual task of the earth life. The earthly body is as it were also only the outer cover, which encloses the soul, and this again is to fight against all cloudy, all imperfect, which still holds the soul captive. If it can release itself from this outer covering, if it can emerge brightly and clearly from the fetters surrounding it, it will soon succeed in absorbing the divine spirit, and it is reborn to divine life. Therefore fight without ceasing. Because then you only discard of a shell which is hindering you to take up the full light. You do not find peace in doing nothing, you do not find the true knowledge, the brightness of the spirit. But your soul is cloudy, devoid of light and veiled as long as you do not work on yourself. As long as you do not fight in the true sense of the word against everything that hinders you to be able to take up a light spirit in you. For many, the words of faith are indeed a sign from above. They fully acknowledge the divine teachings and yet do not make any effort to follow them. They do not unite will and action with what they have to acknowledge. For them, the teaching is like a ripe fruit, which is good and was harvested as that, but never enjoyed. And therefore, despite all goodness, did not serve the people as food, thus also did not fulfill the purpose that was its destiny. It was the fruit of the gift of God, but it was not valued, but carelessly abandoned to destruction. Do not let the blessings of God pass you by. Fight and take up into your hearts everything that the goodness of God offers you. Do not let the spirit be in want. What you spiritually gain and even have to fight for, will lift you unspeakably above all earthly things. Therefore, always pay attention to how you can apply the word of God to yourselves. Do not avoid all adversity without a fight, but try to assert yourselves so that you create a soul in spiritual perfection, because constant struggle leads you to victory. Amen.